Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 10. I was talking to Brother Ray Deardorff the other day, and I actually was doing my lesson when I wanted to finish the rest of the chapter, in Hebrews chapter number, but we were going to begin this morning in Hebrews 10, verse 26, and I only got down to verse number 31. Again, it's just, I hope this isn't laborious to you. Hey, that's a good word. I never used that word before. Okay, where'd that one come from? Anyway, it's not been laborious. I've thoroughly enjoyed this book of Hebrews. And when we get to verse number 26, just to remind you, when we started the book of Hebrews, and we've had some new folk, there are five exhortations of warnings to the Hebrew believers. Remember, we've already had three of them. And in verse number 26, we see that fourth warning. That fourth warning. We have some visitors here, some new people. And let me give you the first three, okay? The first warn, the exhortation, was the danger from drifting from the Word of God. The danger from drifting. We see that in Hebrews chapter number 2, verse number 1. Hebrews 2, verse number 1, it says, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." Let them slip. In other words, you begin to drift. That's what that word slip means. When you begin to backslide, by the way, it doesn't happen overnight. You're not going to be here Sunday morning and say, "Well, I think I'll start backsliding Monday morning." It's slowly, and most of the time, it's unintentional. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. You heard the story about somebody asked the preacher, "Do y'all people at your church believe in backsliding?" And the preacher said, "Not only do we believe it, we practice it." Okay, so this is where it begins, okay? This what we would call backsliding. The first danger, he was warning these. Now remember, these are believers, Jewish believers. And he warned them a danger from drifting from the Word. And then the second warning, it's a danger from doubting his Word. And we see that in Hebrews chapter number 3. And it's a progression. You begin to drift, and then the next step, you begin to doubt. We see it in Hebrews chapter number 3, verses 12 and 13, when it says, "Take heed, brethren," remember he's talking to saved people, "lest there be any of you of an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living Word," from the living God. So not only did they begin to drift, they began to doubt. So there's that danger from, then the third warning, we see a danger from departing from his Word, Hebrews chapter 6. Verses 4 through 6, which is a very controversial, probably one of the most controversial verses in the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter number 6, verses 4 through 6. And these people began to depart. They left. Again, the background. There's a lot of Jewish believers, because of persecutions or whatever, they went back to temple worship. They did not lose their salvation, but they went back. And that's what Paul was warning these believers. Hey, listen, stay here. Don't go back like the rest of them. And that's the context here, Hebrews chapter number 6. They begin to drift from the Word. They begin to doubt the Word. And they begin to depart from the Word. Verse number 4, Hebrews 6. "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost." Now, these are saved people. There's a lot of good commentators. Again, you know what a commentator is. They're just commentators. Okay, it's they put their thoughts down on a piece of paper. And many of these commentators think, well, these were unbelievers. No. These were believers. They were partakers of the Holy Ghost. They tasted the heavenly gift. Look at verse number 5. "And they tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. If they shall fall away to renew themselves again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame." In other words, they went back to temple worship. Once again, taking those little lambs to the priest. We looked at this through the book of Hebrews, that Jesus Christ was that perfect sacrifice. Yet these believers went back. And so, again, I don't want to reiterate. There's so much I want to get in the rest of these verses. So that was the third warning, danger from departing. And then the fourth warning we find here in these next few verses in Hebrews chapter number 10. Remember, it's a progression. They begin to drift, then they begin to doubt, then they depart, and then they begin to despise His Word. And that's the fourth warning we see here. The fifth warning we'll get in, I'll say, a couple weeks. That's in Hebrews 12. That may be another month or two, okay? But anyway, the fourth warning is danger from despising His Word. Remember, these are believers. Believers. With that in mind, I'm going to begin in verse number 26 and read to verse number 31. I promise, without any comment. So before I begin in verse number 26, I want you to pay very, very, very close attention. We're leaving verse number 25. And it's by no accident. He didn't shift gears. He didn't change subject matters. He's still focused on believers. Remember, we ended last week in verse number 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. They went back. You know, assembling is gathering together in church capacity. Some quit coming and they went back to apostasy. We could use that word, apostasy. But exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. And we closed last week with those last words. So much the more, not the less. Isn't it amazing how churches are meeting less and less? And the Bible says so much more, the more as you see the day approaching. And we looked at that last week. But he continues on. Notice this. I said no comment, but I'll make one comment. Here's the important thing. Look at the third word in your Bible. For if we, who is we? Believers. He didn't say they. For if we, that's the key to what we're going to talk about this morning, okay? Now, let me read through verse number 31. For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. How much more sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy who had trodden underfoot the Son of God, hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Brothers and sisters, we are treading on dangerous ground right here. It is not talking about losing your salvation, okay? The Bible nowhere teaches about somebody who could lose your salvation. We believe that wonderful doctrine of eternal security of the believer. However, this passage of Scripture, and a lot of people look at it, he's talking to unbelievers. He's talking to believers. Connected to verse number 25, let us not forsake the assembly of ourselves as a manner of some is. And then he goes to verse number 26, and that's where we want to begin our lesson. Okay. For if we sin willfully, the word willfully literally means deliberately or intentionally. This passage parallels the sin of Numbers chapter 15. And I have it marked here. If I didn't take it, I did too. Yeah, Numbers 15, listen, verses 30 and 31. It parallels that in the Old Testament about the law. Verse number 30. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, that's that word, high-handed, willfully. I'm going to do it. I'm going to stay on my, I got two pages of notes, and I'm going to finish this. I'm going to do it if a hair lips Hannah, because God's a forgiving God. You ever heard that before? Here's what the Bible says. But the soul that doeth aught presumptuously, again, that's why, literally means high-handed, willfully, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, in other words, whether it's a Jew or a Gentile, whoever it is, the same reproacheth the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he has despised the word of the Lord. Remember I talk about despising the word, the fourth warning? He knew it, but he despised it. He ignored it, what it was saying.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.